Look at those pretty aspen trees. What's up, guys? I want to tell a story about how I know insider trading is real. And I'm sure everyone already knows this, but it's always good to kind of like see it firsthand from the inside. So I was an options trader, like, I guess, junior trader, like circa 2010. And I was put on options on Euro futures. It's one of the most liquid futures markets, so there isn't really that much like dumb money left in it, but it's like a good product to kind of like start practicing on. You know, there'd be like one or two ticks of edge in any given trade, and the only real way to make money is if you have a pit trader and you can like arbitrage between your pit trader's order flow and yours. Besides that, like just on the screens alone, you rarely see more than like a tick of edge, if that. I was on this product for like 2 or 3 months, and it was just like pretty quiet and, you know, efficient. And then all of a sudden, like one day after hours, like this is after like the pit closes and the stock market closes, you know, like futures stay open longer than the actual stock market. So but people don't really trade the futures market much after hours because there isn't much liquidity in it, because a lot of the traders have left to go home and markets widen out a little bit. And yeah, there isn't much depth to the order book, so it's like, if you want to trade, you might have to give up edge doing it. So in any case, I leave my markets out there in case like someone like has to close out some position. They made a mistake in the day and they have to close out of it after hours or something. But I generally don't expect to see much volume after hours. And I'm like sitting there, like, you know, just like horsing around with like some other like quant traders, like recapping our day or whatever. And then like all of a sudden this like huge block order comes in. It's like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like 5% higher than like the best bid, like absurd. Damn, it's like mating rituals happening. It's like absurd amounts of edge. And initially as a market maker, that's exciting. You're like, whoa. So you trade it with them. But this order, it was like to buy the at the money vol. So, you know, at the money options, and they just kept coming in and reloading the straddle. And, you know, initially all the market makers like me and the other participants were just coming in and just selling the crap out of it. And then like the guy just kept reloading and he kept coming in, and you know, he had like 5,000 lots, like huge block orders. And then they would slowly get like chipped away at, because everyone's like, whoa, this guy's like buying these things like 5% over. That's crazy. Like sell all of those. And like all the market makers were taking the other side. And then after the 5,000 were gone, he'd do another 5,000. And it was like, what is going on? This guy's really confident in his opinion. And then, you know, I started laying off a little bit after the first level or two, because I was like, dude, this guy is really confident in his opinion. And so obviously the whole vol skew like bids up and, you know, adjusts to that guy's new level, because that guy's the market. He's saying he's willing to trade it there. So all the market makers move their markets up to adjust to that level. And he just keeps coming in like higher and higher, just like outrageously. You know, it's probably like he pushed the market up like 20% higher or something. And this is after hours too, which is like a terrible idea if you want to get off like a big block order, because like there's no volume, so you can push the whole market really easily and like get your trade done at like a terrible level. So it made no sense, like what the hell is this guy doing? But I guess I was kind of naive at that time, and I was new. I was like a junior trader. I think this might have been the first product I ever traded. So I was just like still trying to trade a couple with the guy, and I was like getting a little nervous though. And then like, yeah, I mean, it makes no sense. If you want to get volume done, you would do it during the day, you know, like during the near the market open or near the market close, when there's usually the most volume. But anyways, like he keeps coming in and doing more. And then like, I don't know, like roughly like 3 hours later, like at this point, I have on like a really big position, like the biggest position I ever had on. Like I'm short straddles, and I'm short a lot of like vol, vega, whatever. This is like options talk, so I don't want to like go into it too much, but I have a lot of risk on, and and I'm uncomfortable. And then like three, four hours later in the evening, it's like breaking news on like every news channel, like it's like Greece is defaulting on their debt, and so the options on the euro, like, it bids up like way higher than where that guy was even buying it, way higher. And then I'm like, oh man, that dude steamrolled me. And the next morning we come in and like the vols are just like on the moon. It just completely blasted. And I think I lost, like, I was trading small because I was a junior trader. So I think I lost like 50 to 100 grand, like, in one day. But, like, the founding partner wasn't that mad at me because, like, he understood what happened. And he was just like, yeah, you know, that can happen. It's a lesson learned. You know, as a market maker, you know, you get edged to trade with people, and sometimes you get steamrolled like that, but you'll make it back, you know? So he did make like a huge deal out of it, which was nice. And I did eventually make that money back. I think I actually held the position for a little while, and then I rode the vol back down to some extent. I took a little bit off, but the point of the whole story is that the guy clearly knew that about that news 3 hours before it was announced, and that's why he was willing to blast so many of them after hours, even when it was illiquid, because he got the news from whatever his source was after hours. So he needed to make those trades within those few hours before it's public news, and so he's willing to do it even in a really illiquid market where he's going to get way less edge because the market makers are going to fade him, because who cares, right? He knows he's still going to make money on it. You know, I wish like they could investigate things like that. But the investigative body is probably like on the same side as the people doing the trade, if I'm being honest. So I guess there's even no point even bringing that up. And how would you prove that? You know, the guy could just say like, oh, I heard whispers, and I just decided, you know what, I'm going to YOLO this, and I'm going to just buy all these straddles. Like, how would you prove that he had inside information? But it is quite unusual, right? Because you would do that near the market close when there's a lot of liquidity and volume. You wouldn't do it after hours. That pretty much proved to me that there's a lot of insider trading going on. And I think I got out who that big paper was that did that trade. It was one of those well-known banks, investment banks with like two names that are one after the other, but I won't say which. And so yeah, it made me quite cynical about the whole game, but now I know, you know, that's how you kind of like grow up as a trader. So all right, that's it. Enjoy your rest of your day.